Good morning, everyone. Happy, happy Sunday. I hope you can hear me all right. A little bit of a signal. Okay, great. Jim, I don't know if you can hear me, but it's interesting because as I was sitting here listening to you speak, I was thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if he would become an Awakening Together minister? So, obviously that's your choice, but it does show, the clarity that I felt that I was hearing. So, but welcome everyone to our weekly assembly gathering. Very, very happy that everyone is here on this Groundhog's Day. I forgot to look and see if the groundhog saw his shadow or not. I don't know if anybody knows. There's an official groundhog. He did. He saw his shadow. So that means 6 more weeks of winter, they say, right? And this has been a tough winter in a lot of places. So 7 more, Dove says. This has been a tough winter in a lot of places. So I'm sure there are people who are not excited to hear that. We've had a fairly mellow winter here in Pueblo, although the last couple of days it's been kind of wintery. But I think our winter has been one of the most pleasant winters around. It's funny because I saw an old clip from, what was that guy's name? Oh, I can't remember. Who's the guy who used to, back in the 60s, interview the children on TV? And he always had cute questions for them, and they always had cute answers. Some of you may remember his name. I don't know. But Art Linkletter. That's it, Art Linkletter. I saw an Art Linkletter clip where he was asking a little child if he knew the purpose of Easter. And the child said, oh, yes, I know Easter. He goes, Easter. He says, that's when, Jesus died on the cross, and then they buried him in a cave. And then after 3 days, he came out and he saw his shadow and got scared and ran back in again. I thought that was the cutest thing, getting Easter and Groundhog's Day confused. Happy Groundhog's Day, everyone. We're going to start this morning, as we always do, just allowing everyone to type on the board, say hello. If you want to, you can share what your winter has been like. I know there's some actually very interesting stories of winter. Some places who never have winter have had big winters, but just share whatever you like. I'm just going to play a little bit of a tune while you do that. So, the board is yours.
Calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. The rain and the thunder, rising in love. Om Shanti Satchidananda. Om Sachinananda.
Tay is asking if there is sound. Hopefully y'all can hear me. If you can, please let Tay know there is sound so that she, and let her know maybe she needs to leave the room and come back. So it is now the time for our statement of purpose. And actually I have what I perceive to be some pretty exciting news. We started as an assembly with a Sunday morning gathering on July 21st, 2013. That is now over 6 months ago. So we have been an assembly for 6 months. We have 281 ministers. I'm sorry, members. We have 281 members. And our first minister preparation classes are starting this week, and we do have 23 members that are moving forward with the goal of becoming an Awakening Together minister. That includes some very unlikely candidates. And what I mean by that is in their own mind, they never thought of themselves as minister. They may even still be grappling with that idea that they have registered for a minister preparation program, and yet it's what they feel called to do, and so they're doing it. And I'm really excited about that. I love to see people following their calling. And you know, when they say, I don't really want to be a minister, but I just feel to do this, I know it's not their head getting them involved. I know it's their heart. And that really excites me. So we have a lot of non-minister types that have registered and committed to becoming ministers, 23 in all. I'm really excited about that. And that is in addition to our validation group. There's a group that's been going through the minister preparation program since August so that I can test it and improve it. Those are people from the board of directors and the member board of trustees. So these 23 are in addition to that. So classes start tomorrow, and I'm really excited to see how everyone experiences the class, I guess. As an assembly, our purpose is awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. And that's what makes Awakening Together possibly unique among other, you know, churches and spiritual organizations that I have experienced. You know, we have two parts to who we are. One is that there is an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. You know, some people may feel that A Course in Miracles is most definitely their path, and they feel completely committed to that. Other people feel it's the Course and some other things. Other people may feel it's not the Course at all, but it's other things. You know, people could be studying Buddhism, Bhagavad Gita, Tao Te Ching, NTI, Robert Adams, Ramana Maharshi, Nisargadatta Maharaj. You know, I could sit here all day listing things that people may study. And so what we may have is, on a personal level, what appears to be a lot of different interests, a lot of different spiritual attraction. But what we aren't saying is that there are a lot of different truths. We're saying that all of these different symbols point to one truth. And our purpose is to discern through the symbols the one truth. It's kind of like finding the sunshine through the trees in the forest. You know, we don't want to get focused on those trees and say, hey, I like this kind of tree, and I like this kind of tree, and no, this bush is all for me. You know, we're not focused on the trees. We are using the trees. The trees are guiding us. But we are looking through the trees to the sunshine, and there is only one sunshine. So again, within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. Now, if there's anyone listening to this and that feels right for them, this type of an assembly feels right for you, and you're not a member, I would like to invite you to become a member. You can become a member by going to our website, which is awakening-together.org. When you get to our website, you'll see on the menu bar where it says Join Us. Just click on Join Us and then click on Become a Member. And maybe you'll be our 282nd member. And thank you, Barb has just shared the link in the room. I have a few announcements. One, there is still time to register for our True Discernment class, which is being offered beginning this week. We have room in our Tuesday evening class, which is being taught from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. There's also room in our Wednesday night class, which is being taught from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, a little late on the East Coast, but some people are late night people. but on the West Coast, it's a very, very reasonable time. It's from 7 to 9. So two classes still have space available. Some of the things you'll learn in the True Discernment class if you choose to register: how the sense of self or the ego and the sense of time are made, meaning how we make them constantly right now. How to use contemplation, inquiry, and journaling to awaken from ego and time. How to identify ideas that are the most common obstacles to self-realization. The difference between repressive denial and true denial, which could also be called helpful denial. How to identify false beliefs. How to practice forgiveness, allow purification, and hear inner wisdom. So if that sounds right for you, there is still time to register for that class. Now, that class is a part of our Minister Preparation Program, but you do not even have to register for the program to register for the class. And in fact, right now, the opportunity to register for the program has temporarily passed. But you can register for the class just because those objectives call to you, without taking any other classes in the Minister Program. If you are interested in being a minister and you were disappointed when you just heard me say that opportunity has now passed, don't worry about that. There will be other opportunities. You could go ahead and take this class now, even though you're not a part of the program, get the credit for the class, and then later when we open up the intro program, which allows you to apply to be a minister, the credit for this class would then count. So you could take the class whether you're interested in being a minister or not. Also, I want to mention there's a retreat coming up in Costa Rica, March 8 to March 17. This is a retreat with me for a week in a home that's being provided by Jeff Danner. Also, Chanda Rath will be there helping us out. This is intended as a small group, intimate retreat, where we will spend some time together as a group. Also, we will have time alone. And everyone who wants it will have plenty of one-on-one time with me. We're going to leave the world behind literally for a week. We'll discover how each one can best use this week of retreat time most effectively, and then we'll focus on that without distraction, but with plenty of support and coaching. It's going to be a time of rest and insight. It is limited to 12 people. Right now we have 5 people registered. I think it's the perfect retreat for some people. There's not going to be a lot of moving around. There's not going to be a lot of distraction. There will be very wholesome vegetarian meals prepared for us. It's a place where the atmosphere is very beautiful, very relaxing. And again, we're going to have focused discussion time, focused one-on-one time, and focused time alone. So if this sounds right for you, you can register for the Costa Rica retreat by going to our website, awakening-together.org, clicking on the events menu, and then clicking on the Costa Rica week-long retreat. The dates again are March 8 to March 17. Also tonight is our monthly member meeting. It's the first Sunday of the month. Now, I know that today is also Super Bowl Sunday, and I know that some people will pick the Super Bowl over the member meeting. I'm okay with that. The Seahawks and the Denver Broncos is what I'm told, although I don't pay attention, so I don't have that firsthand. That's the rumors I hear going around. We will post an audio after the member meeting, so if you happen to choose the Super Bowl over the member meeting, you can listen to the audio later. It is going to be a very exciting member meeting. We've invited Diedrich Wolsack from Choose Again and Claudette Thomas from Choose Again. They're almost never here in the room. They're going to be here tonight, and they're going to talk about the Choose Again, well, I call it the Choose Again Miracles, but it's the Choose Again Attitudinal Healing Process. I've also invited some members who have been to Choose Again and who have experienced those miracles firsthand to come here and share. So it'll be a great opportunity to listen to the experience of Choose Again, which is really a very miraculous experience. It's absolutely incredible how helpful their process is for people. And one reason why you might want to listen either tonight or to the audio later is because we have a Choose Again retreat coming up in May. Now, typically people need to fly to Costa Rica to experience Choose Again, but they are coming to Colorado in May of this year. To my knowledge, they've never done a week-long retreat in the United States, so this is the first time. It'll be 30 minutes down the road from my house, so I will be there every day as well. So if you are interested in learning more about Choose Again, either because of our upcoming retreat or because you might want to go down and spend more time with them in Costa Rica, please tune in tonight or be sure to check out the audio later when it's posted. Our member meeting begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and of course it's right here in this room, the Awakening Together Sanctuary. One last announcement. We do have a prayer circle here in the sanctuary at 8:30 a.m. every Tuesday morning, and anyone who wants to can submit a prayer for the prayer circle. If you have a prayer that you would like to submit for the prayer circle, you can send that prayer to regina.awakeningtogether@gmail.com. Again, that is regina.awakeningtogether@gmail.com. Any prayer request that is received by 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday evening is included in the Tuesday morning prayer circle. So please send your prayer requests if you have them. So that's it for our announcements for today. Now I'm going to do something a little differently next. Usually I play an opening song or chant, but my reader today is Cher Murphy, and she said she had a song that she would love to play. So what I'm going to do is turn the mic over to Cher, and Cher is going to play our opening song, and then she will turn the mic back over to me for our invocation. Cher, the mic is yours.
Hi, you guys. Thank you. I couldn't figure out how to get on. But so, yes, I just wanted to say just a few things, you guys, before the song. Happy Groundhog's Day and Super Bowl Sunday. So I was getting a massage the other day, and I heard the song. Well, it was the song after the one that I heard. But on the whole way, I was going up to the center. I kept saying, Cher, stay in the now, stay in the now, stay in the now. And then the very first song she played was, I Need You Now. I Need You Now, Spirit. So I started to cry because I know this is all about trusting the mystery and that we really are being guided. It's just about letting go of resistance. So she gave me the tape, and then when I came home, it was a song that I've heard that it was called Here in the Shadow. And it's all about surrendering, that there are no more places to run. I know, and some of you all know me, and I've got to keep laughing because I've been running so hard, and I've fallen down so many times, But I know it's not about how many times that I fall down, but it's really truly about how many times I get back up. Listening to everything you were just saying, though, Miss Regina, about all the happenings and the comings that are about to happen, you have no idea how much I want to jump on the bandwagon. My heart is to be a minister, but I have this fear of whatever it is. And you got to laugh. You know, I still do this eating disorder and alcoholism stuff that they're habits that aren't serving me anymore. And so I'm dealing with an autoimmune disease that's causing a lot of physical pain and neurological issues. But in the course, it says the secret of salvation is you're doing this unto yourself. But I'm so afraid, like that deal, you know, about, you know, Marianne Williamson gave it to Oprah. You know, it's not your fear that scares you, it's your power. When I talked to David the other day, he said forgiveness is letting go of all thoughts about concern for the body. And, you know, certainly my body has been my greatest healing. So I really want the peace of God and this relationship with my divine self. I really want to grow on that spiritual level with all of you guys. So the five C's that I'm working on, they're healing, commitment, consciousness, change, consistency, courage. You guys, those five, commitment to myself, to be consistent, to be conscious, change and courage. So here on Groundhog's Day and the Super Bowl Sunday, which means absolutely nothing, right? We give it the meaning. I just hope we can all, myself especially, let go of the false shadows and stop playing the human mind game of pretending to be somebody that we're not. You know, we came into this world to be all powerful and to experience our divinity. But when I play a game of less than, it's very, very painful. So, and my favorite quote, as David knows, is the power of decision is your one remaining freedom as a prisoner in this world. So let's play in the Super Bowl game of our lives. And what are we waiting for? I'm so grateful, so very grateful for my life today. I made up David. I made up Suzanne, his precious wife, Regina, Lisa, Natalie, Sharon. I made up all of you guys in this room. I don't know each of you, but I know that as we grow on this path together, we will come to know each other. I mean, I know for me it's about the relationship with self first so that I can become related to each of you. And I just let... My prayer today is that I let go of that false identity, because we are so lucky to be in this room. We're so blessed to have one another. We get to play with one another. We get to wake up to the truth of who we are. So lastly, the highest form of human intelligence is to observe yourself without judgment. So have that intelligence to not judge myself. And I stand in a delusional place of power with all of you, with all of the masters. Okay, so this song is called Here in the Shadow. And Regina, after the song, thank you for letting me share that. I really want to make a commitment, and hopefully I can come back and share my progress along this path of surrendering. He says, I love you, Lord, with all my... Where else can I run? Where else can I hide? I love you, O Lord, my strength.
I call on you, Lord.
Where else can I
turn?
Where else can I turn?
I will run to your
embrace. Here in the shadow, here in the shadow, we let go.
Here in the shadow of your
way. Here in the shadow. I love you guys. Nancy, thank you for all playing. I want to wake up you guys with all of you.
You are.
you are my peace. Lord, you are my peace. I love you, O Lord, my strength.
I love you, O Lord, my strong
heart. Where else can I run?
Where else can I hide?
Where else can I hide?
I love you, O Lord, my strength.
Oh, you guys, I'm so tired of running.
I call on you, Lord.
Where else can I turn? Oh, dear Lord, I hope to run to you. In the shadow, no more shadows on the wall.
Here in the shadow of your
peace. I love you, O Lord. In the shadow, I love each of you. My prayer is to rest. I'm sorry, something's wrong with my tape. That's funny, you gotta laugh. You are my peace. You guys, I've been struggling with addiction, and I pray today on this Super Bowl Sunday to stop self-sabotaging. Because I really do want to be a minister. My whole heart is just to love. Love myself so that I can love you.
To you, O Lord, my shelter and my strength.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, all the masters. I stand in a delusional place of power. With all the masters, with each of you, I hold each of your hands today. I feel the love, I feel the strength. Thank you for being in my script that we made up. I'm so grateful. No more playing the human mind game. We're in the Super Bowl game. I will rest here, Father. I won't fear tomorrow. I will rest here, Father. You are my peace. You are my peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you all. I love you all so much. Let me see if I know how to get off now. I didn't know how to get on. I love you.
Thank you, Cher. And we love you too. It is time for our morning invocation. And what I'm going to do is play a short musical song so that we can just have a moment of silence. We can each say our own prayer or be absolutely still, whatever feels right for us. I just want to say that there is a prayer in my heart that I want to express. There are some people who do seem to suffer. Their suffering seems to continue because they've not yet found that gateway, that doorway that's right there waiting for them to walk through. So my prayer today is that they see the shining gateway. So I'm going to play a little song. It's called The Harp Meditation. ¶¶ All right. It is now time for our reading. Cher is the reader, so I will in a moment turn the mic back over to her. She is going to be reading from NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3. For those of you who don't know, NTI is called, the actual name is the Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament. NTI is a nickname. This reading was inspired by one of our members, a man named Hank. Hank is one of the people that is beginning the minister preparation program this week. He happened to mention a couple of weeks ago that he was reading Thessalonians, and it was so exciting to him, he wanted to send it out to several of our friends. And so that excitement in Hank is what inspired me selecting it for the reading today. Also, I had selected another reading, and Miss Cher said, well, what about NTI? What about something from NTI? So it was kind of Cher's suggestion along with Hank's inspiration that led to this reading being selected. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Cher so she can read NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3. If you have NTI, it begins on page 364.
It's so funny, Miss Regina, when I first read this, because, you know, you sent for me to read it, and I thought, oh, this isn't a good part. I love this book, and this isn't the best part of the book. And after I read it for the second time, I thought, hello, it's right what you need. So here we go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, your viewpoint is everything. The way you look at the world determines the world that you see. Therefore, it is time, oh my word, it is time for you loved ones to look carefully at the way you look at the world. It is time to realize that you are the maker of all that you see. And I'm going to add, forgive myself when I think I'm seeing something different. Peace is the guiding light that you must follow as you learn to look within your mind. For it is peace that leads you to your recognition of truth. And it is lack of peace that reminds you that you are not following your way. Peace is your guide. Because in peace, you accept the power of God as it is and you enjoy its flow. Peace is gentle gratitude. I was just saying how grateful I am for my life and for each of you. Peace is gentle gratitude. Peace is love for all that is. Listen, loved ones, within the gentle guidance of peace. It is quiet, but easy to hear. It leads you in ease, acceptance, and trust. When fear, oh my word, that four-letter word, fear. When fear intrudes on your peace, you will hear it if you just listen, loved ones. There will seem to be a slight upset, a stab thrust upon your peace, and an enemy thought or feeling that has intruded on your peace. I tell you, the desire to deny the intrusion is nothing but fear. And I have a synonym for fear. Feel everything and recover. And there's another one, something, but I forgot what it is. But anyway, it is fear that you are a sinner and that you must hide. Remember my song, Where Else Can I Hide? It is fear that you are a sinner and that you must hide so that you are not found out and somehow punished. Oh, my word, when you punish yourself, it's not very good. I tell you, to give in to this desire to deny is to heap up within you fear and the belief in sin. This is not salvation, and this is not the way of peace. Nor is it the reason for being in tune with your peace. Let's look at this situation more closely, which will surely come upon you time and time again, and make sure you are ready to use each and every occurrence for the purpose of healing. Each encounter, each holy encounter, you guys, each moment is for the purpose of healing. For it is through consistent, that was my five C's. And I thank you, whoever wrote the criticism, and I don't know who wrote that, don't that it matters, but there was somebody that wrote the, oh, KJ Smith, C's, criticism, complaining, condemnation. Excuse me, I'm getting off track, but it says, for it is through consistent practice that consistent and steady healing is realized in your joy. And Thessalonians chapter 3, lack of peace in any measure is an opportunity to be healed. And this is what I read that I thought, oh, this is for me. To look at the intrusion and to focus on it as failure is to continue to hold on to error. Do not judge your own lack of peace. I know that's my fault. I'm always judging myself. Rejoice that the Holy Spirit has brought you to another moment of healing. And I really want to repeat that. Rejoice that the Holy Spirit has brought you to another moment of healing. Let me change your mind about what you experience, so that you may use your experience to heal without delay. And I know the Course says delay is tragic in time. So it is true that peace is cause for rejoicing and gratitude. Peace is extended. Rejoice, loved ones, in each moment that peace is known within your heart. Do not judge. Do not judge. Do not judge from whence the peace has come or whether it is for the right or the wrong reason. Celebrate its glory regardless of the reason and be glad. Peace is the guiding light. So when you know peace, you know your guide. Be like children and celebrate your joy without judgment. May you know gratitude without searching for judgment. May you know joy in the innocence of the moment given you in love by God. Each moment of peace is a gift. Accept it as it is given, and you give the gift that has also been given to you. Amen, and so it is. As I look deeply within myself today, I know that I am enough. Thank you, Regina. I love you all.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cher. this is a wonderful two pages, and you know, maybe there are some things that we tend to read over too quickly. I love the fact that Cher said, you know, this isn't one of the good parts. And then as she read it again, she saw something else. And as she was reading it now, and I was listening with my heart, I realized that the truth is, if someone wanted to throw away everything else and stay only with NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3, everything that you need is right here. You don't need anything else. And I'm sure that's true of many, many spiritual things that we read, not just this. But, you know, we go over things too quickly. I'm not sure why we do that. But it's staying with something, maybe, that gives us the most value rather than moving past it. NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3 is interesting because often we hear that peace is the goal. You know, we want to achieve inner peace. But NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3 says that peace is the path. That's different than peace is the goal. Peace as the goal is somewhere out there in front of me, you know, something that I can't quite achieve. You know, after all, I'm suffering here and I can't find that golden gateway out of this suffering. This says peace is not the goal. Peace is the path. And the interesting thing is, it's peace as a two-sided coin, not just one side of that coin. In other words, both peace and lack of peace are helpful. You know, within duality, there's always two sides of a coin. So you can't have just peace as long as your perception is still in duality. So this isn't saying one side of the coin is your path and the other side of the coin means you're a screw up, a loser, and you might as well die. This says both peace and lack of peace are guiding you. They're your path. You know, so if you imagine for a moment that you are walking through the woods, I mentioned earlier all of these trees, but that what we really want to do is realize the sunlight, the one sunlight, the one truth. And if you imagine that you're in a very, very thick wood right now, where you know there's a sunlight out there, there must be because it's daylight right now, so there must be a sun somewhere, but you can't actually even see the sun. You have no idea which direction the sun is in. And you want to find that sun. Well, this is saying the way to the sun is the path of peace. And the peace is with you right now, whether you are experiencing it as peace or whether you are experiencing it as lack of peace. It's the same helpful tool, right? And this is the way this tool works. This is the way this hiking trail through the woods works. When you are experiencing peace, you are solidly on the center of that soft dirt trail. And let's just imagine we're walking barefoot for a moment. That will kind of help a little bit. So when you are walking, when you are experiencing peace, you are in the center of that soft dirt trail. And what you feel underneath your feet is just this really soft, nice, pleasant dirt. But if you happen to begin to wander off to the left or off to the right, it gets a little sticky. You know, maybe you start stepping on some sticks and some stones. And if you wander even further off, you start getting into a sticker patch and you can start feeling that pain. Well, when you're not on the soft dirt, the peace, and you start feeling the sticks or the rocks or the stickers, the lack of peace, that is a sign to you that you are wandering off of the path. And you need something that tells you that you're wandering off of the path. If you don't know that you're wandering off of the path, you're going to wander around forever and forever and forever in those woods. So you need something that guides you quickly back onto the path. That is the helpful purpose of lack of peace. That's the right-minded perception of any upset that you experience. It is telling you that you are wandering off of the path. And what you want to do then is you want to find your way back onto the path. Now, I can tell you how I find my way back onto the path. I find my way back onto the path by looking very, very quickly at what thought I was just listening to. Last night, I experienced a shocking wandering from the path. And the reason it was shocking is because I experienced for a moment an intense, hate-filled emotion. And I haven't experienced an intense, hate-filled emotion literally in years. It only lasted for an instant, but it reminded me of like the devil coming up in me. All of a sudden, I felt this intense hatred. That's a sign that I've wandered off the path into a pretty sticky briar area. So I looked quickly. I looked quickly. And what was happening was I was reading something that someone sent to me. I'll tell you what my wrong mind said. I'm going to express the wrong mind because this is what led to the hatred. What the wrong mind said was that this person was just bragging about their mystical experiences. That was the wrong perception. And that wrong-minded perception is what led to that intense hatred coming up. So when I felt that intense hatred coming up, I looked very, very quickly, and I saw exactly how I had wandered off. And I'll tell you what I call it. I call it judgment. I had wandered off by believing a judgment that came through the mind. So what I chose to do then, now remember, this says peace is the path. So what I chose to do then was immediately choose peace. Now, immediately choosing peace in this case means I decided to be totally okay with this experience of having believed a judgment, this experience of feeling this intense hatred, even though I hadn't felt intense hatred in years. I didn't judge that. Because you know what judging the intense hatred would have been? If I had said, oh, Regina, you haven't hated for years, and now here you are hating again, and you know, you're awful, you're a loser, you're falling backwards, that would have been wandering further off the path. I would have gone into more and more briars, more and more stickers. Instead, I want to use peace to return to the path of peace. So I become okay. I'm okay with the fact. I'm okay with the fact that this just happened. I'm okay with the fact that I believed a judgment. I'm okay with the fact that I experienced intense hatred. And for me, what this feels like is kind of like relaxing into a really hot bath. You know, if you have a really, really, really hot bath, you kind of have to get into it slowly. You have to, you know, the way I get in is I get in first kind of kneeling, and I let my feet and the bottom part of my legs get used to it first. And then I flip over and sit down, and I let, you know, my bottom get used to the hot water. Then I start sliding down into it, and I let my belly get used to the water. And eventually, I'm all the way down. The only thing that's sticking out is my head. My entire body is immersed in that hot water that I couldn't stand at first. And I'm totally, totally relaxed. Well, that's what I do with something like this. Because, you know, as NTI Thessalonians chapter 2 says, what happens when something intrudes on your peace, like this judgment that I experienced yesterday, is the first thing you want to do is deny it. Run from it. Judge yourself for it. The first thing you want to do is have a wrong-minded reaction. And there's a perfectly logical explanation for that. This is not a mystery at all. You are in your wrong mind. You're in your wrong mind. That's what caused you to wander off of the path. I was in my wrong mind when that judgment came about this person bragging about their mystical experiences. And when I believed that and when the hatred came up, that wasn't my right mind. Let's not lie to ourselves and fool ourselves. And that's not what I mean by I was okay with it. That was my wrong mind. And when I'm in my wrong mind, the first thing that wants to react is the wrong mind. Because I'm already there. I'm already in that room. And so I want to react with more wrong mind. I want to deny. I want to judge. You know, I want to do something wrong-minded. What I need to do is I need to allow the shift from the wrong mind back to the right mind. I need to head back towards the path. And the path is peace. So that means in order to get back to peace, in order to get back to that soft, soft dirt, I need to be at peace with being in the wrong mind. And so that's the easing into the hot bath. I don't run from it. I don't try to escape it. I don't lie about it. I don't repress it. I don't judge myself for it. I ease into it. I say, okay, here we are, wrong mind. I'm going to settle in. And you just settle in. And, you know, in the olden days, which means when I was not quite as practiced at this as I am now, it could take me a very long time to settle into that hot bath. It could take me days to be okay with being in my wrong mind. Now, we're talking a minute. It takes a minute. And within a minute, the whole thing's over. But the practice is exactly the same. With skill, with practice, I've learned to be able to do it faster. I mean, you could say I'm more expert at it. But the practice has not changed. The practice is exactly the same. I ease into it. I be okay with it. I breathe with it. We call it sometimes in here rest, accept, and trust, right? And then what happens? That's all I have to do. That's my part. I be at peace with it. And when I be at peace with it, the natural navigation of peace moves me back onto the path. And pretty soon, I'm walking on that dirt path again. So again, what NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3 is saying is both peace and lack of peace are helpful when looked at with the right mind. They're both helpful because lack of peace tells you that you're wandering off into the stickers and it's going to hurt. And the sooner you return to peace, which means returning to peace right then, it doesn't mean returning to the dirt path. It means returning to peace right then in the stickers. Because the peace itself somehow, miraculously, naturally, takes you back to the dirt path. You don't get yourself back to the dirt path. You just learn to stand still and be okay right there in the briars. Right there, you quit moving. You don't go off running. If you go off running, you're likely to run off in the wrong direction and get an even worse situation. You just be okay right there in the briars. You relax right there in the briars. You accept, rest, accept, and trust right there in the briars. And it's the miracle that brings you back to the dirt path. So that, in short, in summary, is the teachings of NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, chapter 3. And as I mentioned, this would be worthwhile for some people, depending on where you are on your path right now, to read just these two chapters and contemplate just these two chapters every day for maybe even quite some time until you begin to feel that you get it and that you know what to do when the lack of peace arises. You know how to use lack of peace to return to peace because lack of peace is also a gift. It's helping to guide us. So now it's time for our contemplation together. We will contemplate this teaching and everything that Ms. Cher has shared with us today. If you happen to have NTI, you could look at page 364 and 365 if you like while I play this next song. This next song comes from NTI. These words are from NTI. A woman named Esther Danmary put them to music and sings them. The name of the song is Beyond This World. By the way, this is also the time that there will be a link in the room where if you want to make a donation to Awakening Together, and donations are truly helpful. We have a lot more expenses than you may be aware of. All right, here we go. Beyond This World by Esther Danmary.
The Lord that teaches. ground. It is a law that teaches there cannot be.
Esther's done a great job with taking some of the words from NTI and putting them to music. It's really inspirational. So wonderful are her songs, I don't even recognize it as NTI. all right, so now we have about 10 minutes for open sharing based on the teaching, based on anything that shared or that I shared related to today. So if you have something you would like to share, please put up your hand, and I will turn the mic over to you. All right, Kathy, the mic is yours.
Can you hear me, first of all? Okay, good. Cher, I just wanted to say that I found it interesting that while you went into the part of your talk about the C's that were important to you at this moment, my sound completely shut off until you were finished with that set of C's. And within my own mind, I was reminded of the C's that I've been kind of guided to look at in my own thoughts, which again were criticism, condemnation, and condemnation, and complaining. And so I just thought that was interesting the way that occurred for me. Also, Regina, your teaching today was extremely helpful, and I appreciate that as well. So that's all I need to say. I'll give up the mic.
Thank you, Kathy, and it's nice to see you on the mic. Last time you were here in the room, you were on my telephone, so that's good to know that you can do that on the mic as well. Would someone else like to share, again, based on today's teaching from NTI 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 3, from Cher's sharing? Cher did a marvelous sharing today. I noticed many people were inspired while Cher was speaking during her song. Or anything related. All right, Lynn, the mic is yours.
I just wanted to thank you for being so clear and honest about your thoughts and the way that things appear to affect us when we're not really expecting to go into an upset over something that somebody says or does, and how wonderful it is to be able to just catch yourself so quickly when things are, when you start down that path and not to judge yourself and just to look and say, oh, there's that, there it is again. all these things I thought I was over and done with, they're popping up, and recognizing that it's not me, it's not what I am. Yeah, well, what about that? Yeah, it's not what I am. And I like listening to Bob Ferguson, and he says, you know, I'm watching that little man. I'm just watching that little man that is the Bob who is acting and reacting, and I can just watch that, and I don't have to judge it. I don't have to say that it's a bad thing or a wrong thing or is going to cause problems in the world or anything. I just have to look at it and say it's playing its part. There it is, doing its thing, playing its part, playing its role, and it is not me. And it's such a wonderful feeling to know that and to be able to just not judge it, just let it go and let it be and appreciate that it's doing what it's doing, because I wouldn't, you know, before I thought it was me. And so now that I know it's not me, it's so much easier to just look at it and appreciate it. So thank you, Regina. Yep, in your gentle laughter, it is healed.
Thank you very much, Lynn. And Jay, the mic is now yours.
Well, I've too had some similar experiences of reading certain emails or posts, one particular individual, but I've had the similar kind of anger thoughts of this person shouldn't exist, this person has no right to exist, just really harsh thoughts. And I really appreciate what you said when you said, you know, it happened. I had these thoughts, I didn't get caught into, I should be more spiritual than this, I should be, it just happened, but I think it's because you didn't judge it that you were able to let it go so quickly. And I've been doing the same thing, which is I had just the other day had another anger thought towards this one individual come up, and it was like I was right there okay with the anger thought I had, but was interesting because beneath it and around it was this kind of love that wasn't there before. Like, yes, Jay, I know you're angry, but it's okay. This person's perfect. They didn't do anything wrong. They're just being themselves. It's okay. And just like this greater love surrounded it, and it was really cool. And I think that if you just allow it and don't judge your own reaction, that surrounding love will sort of seemingly out of nowhere that you've created it, right? You just come in. And I really am grateful that the presence of that love, and that I just simply let it go and knew that it was okay. So thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Jay. And I just want to make a quick comment before I turn the mic over to Nancy. A few years ago, I read a story about Ramana Maharshi. Someone came to him and was sharing about his mystical experiences and how deep he went into meditation every day. And in this particular story, Ramana Maharshi gets very, very angry at this man and says some very mean things. It's the only time I've seen that kind of a reaction from Ramana Maharshi. And he kind of reacts to that person as if you're just bragging about your spiritual experiences. And I remember that kind of shocked me to see this very, very peaceful, always peaceful person seem mean. And of course, I don't know anything about what was happening with Ramana Maharshi. At the time, I thought, well, maybe he was just trying to shock the guy into getting over his pride. Maybe this was a teaching technique. And maybe it was a teaching technique to shock this guy into getting over his pride, because that's the next thing that needed to happen for this guy in order for him to have true progress. But another possibility is that something just came up in Ramana Maharshi's mind and he forgot for a moment and then went back to his peace. Which is true, I could not possibly know. Nancy, I am turning the mic over to you.
Oh, thank you, Regina.
And thank you, Cher. It was what a beautiful service this morning. I wanted to pick up the mic and say that first of all. And Cher, as I said, listening to you, when you did NTI on Thursday mornings, and the way you do music, and the way that your heart and your passion and your true desire is so apparent when the music is playing and you are speaking the words of the verses that may be not as clear to those just listening to the lyrics. And so I always loved that, and also joined with you quite effortlessly in your joy in that. So I wanted to tell you that. It's really so helpful. Very, very heart-opening, which is very helpful. And also, I appreciated the teaching this morning, your teaching, Regina, and it struck me that yesterday Stephen and I were reading from Sharing Perception with the Holy Spirit in the Course, and you're talking about peace and lack of peace, and how lack of peace is still helpful. And that was very much the idea that I was trying to express yesterday. I don't know how successful I was, but there's a line in the Course that says that opposites must be brought together, not kept apart. For their separation is only in your mind, and they are reconciled by union as you are. And so it occurred to me that part of I would be, without being conscious of or mindful, I would see like, well, peace is good, lack of peace not good, ignore lack of peace, reject lack of peace, and that I have been learning that nothing is to be rejected and that all things are helpful, which does bring them together in purpose for healing. And I appreciated that example that you gave this morning about how lack of peace is useful, that all that it means is that I have believed a judgment and that it can be let go. So anyway, thank you so much. Church was amazing today. Amen.
Thank you very much, Nancy. And I also notice how, many of us are using that word church more and more. It's kind of funny. When we first started this, that was the one word that I think all of us or many of us had a reaction to. I know I couldn't call it a church. The Board of Directors, Foundation for Holy Spirit didn't want to call it a church. The first people who joined me on this team didn't want to call it a church. And so we chose to formally call ourselves an assembly. And that is still our formal term. But I do notice that we're all getting more comfortable with the word church, which I would call a healing. That's good. We shouldn't have a judgment against the word church, right? But assembly is still better because church implies Christianity more, and we want to have symbols that allow, all spiritualities. And so assembly is a better word for us. I want to thank everyone for coming today and for Cher. I want to thank you for your wonderful sharing, and everyone else for during the sharing time. Thank you for your wonderful sharings. It really, when everyone participates, it kind of makes it a more full experience. So I deeply appreciate your participation. Tonight, again, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, competing with the Super Bowl is our member meeting. And as I mentioned, Diedrich Wolsack and Claudette Thomas from Choose Again will be here to talk about Choose Again, as well as some members who have attended Choose Again. So if you can come to tonight's meeting, great. If you can't, there will be an audio posted, and you can listen to the audio later. So do what your heart guides you to do, even if it's watch the Super Bowl and eat good snacks. I have a closing song, Lynn. The closing song is going to take me a little bit into the open sharing time. Is that all right? Do I have your permission to play the closing song? I selected this closing song because I feel that, there was a line that came once in one of the messages given to Laurent and me. That line was, the slow way is the fast way. The slow way is the fast way. I think that came in the message called It Is Simple Then. The slow way is the fast way. And that's really what I find to be true. If we are very quickly reacting to things, we're often very quickly reacting in the wrong mind. Like if I had very quickly reacted to the judgment and the hatred yesterday, I would have reacted probably with more judgment. But instead, I have to be slow within myself. Slow to look. Slow to realize what happened. Slow to rest, accept, and trust. If I want rest, accept, and trust to happen very, very quickly, I'll probably move back into judgment again. Just like I said, easing into a hot bath, slow. So the slow way is the fast way. And this next song is about that. This is a song that some of you may recognize. It's by Donovan, and it's from the soundtrack to Brother, Sun, Sister, Moon. It is called Stone by Stone.
Want your dream to be, build it slow and surely. Small beginning, greater end, heartfelt work grows purely. If you want to live life free, take your time, go slowly. Do few things, but do them well. Simple joys are holy. Day by day, stone by stone, build your secret slowly. Day by day, you'll grow too. You'll know heaven's glory. If you want your dream to be, build it slow and surely. Small beginning, greater end, heartfelt work grows purely. If you want to live life free, take your time, go slowly. Do few things, but do them well. Simple joys are holy. Day by day, stone by stone, build your secret slowly. Day by day, you'll grow too. You'll know heaven's glory. Build it slow and Stone by stone, build your secret slowly. Day by day, you'll grow too. You'll know heaven's glory.
That's it, everyone. I want to thank you again very much for coming to the gathering today, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Lynn for our social time. Lynn, the mic is yours.